Natalie Cole. Vanessa Chambers of Vallejo, you're a winner. Thank you. Stand by. Another chance to win coming up in a moment. This is KVLX, quarter after the hour. 6:15. Love my mornings. 102.9 FM, KVLX, 23 after 6 o'clock, 6:23. Tony, and of course, thinking of you, thinking of me, Nikki, Joe, your cousin Kev, welcome to Thursday, already the 17th. Beautiful day today. You'll see temperatures in the 60s and 70s around the water, 80s inland. Hollywood Minute coming up. We have another chapter, another episode of the Gary Coleman situation.
Oh, yeah.
Update on Randy Jackson, Michael's brother. And on his health, we'll have that for you in just a moment as well. But first, we will take care of a strange but true story in the news. If you're traveling on a private plane, bringing 13 huge suitcases to the airport.
13?
Is a little over the top in the obvious department. Ohio authorities were alerted to the fact that Lisette Lee, who's from California, was headed to a destination with a ridiculous amount of luggage.
That sounds like a lot.
You see.
13 bags.
13 bags. When her plane landed...
Oh, she got on the plane with all that?
Police found at her destination 506 pounds of pot.
Which does have an aroma.
The DEA needed three cars to haul it all away. In Miss Lee's personal bag, they found three cell phones, cocaine, pot, drug paraphernalia, and suspected drug ledgers.
Ledgers?
Which showed $300,000 in transactions.
Yeah, she's taking care of business.
She's also toast.
Well, so she got through security with all this.
That's right.
She got to her destination.
That's it. And boy, those bag fees. That's how they knew something was wrong. She was okay with paying.
I'll pay it.
Strange, unusual, bizarre, crazy, but
true.
That's a true story in the news.
Half of it was the drugs. The other half was snacks.
KBLX traffic brought to you part by Infinity, Joe.
All right, just a few. Joe McConnell on the Quiet Storm, 102.9 KBLX.
KBLX traffic brought to you part by Infinity.
Over there.
Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
102.9 FM, KVLX, Hollywood Minute coming up in just a moment. You know why you're not happy? You don't work for Oprah Winfrey. Quit your job. Work for Oprah Winfrey. I'll tell you in a moment what she did for her employees next on KVLX. Looking back on when I... 102.9 FM, KVLX, 636, 24, head of the hour. Good day today. You'll see temperatures staying around, 60s, 70s around the water, then 80s inland. Coming up in just a moment, chance to get your name on the winner's list. I've got your tickets, shows that you will absolutely love. I'll put you in the second row for a big one in a moment. But first, the KVLX traffic update. Joe McConnell standing by. KVLX traffic, sir.
It's a nice Joe McConnell on the Quiet Storm, 102.9 KVLX.
Thank you, Joe. Hollywood Minute. Celebrity birthdays today, just a few. Venus Williams is 30 years old today.
Well.
Crazy Bone, 37. Paulina Rubio's 39. Will Forte's 40 years old. Greg Kinnear, 47. Joe Piscopo, 59. Newt Gingrich, 67. Barry Manilow is 67. Barry Manilow is 67?
Yeah.
Football Hall of Famer Bobby Bell, 70 years old today. Peter Lupus, bodybuilder and actor from Mission Impossible, the original, 78 today, and Bud Collins, 81. Stories we're following for you this morning. No funeral service for Gary Coleman. Not be a funeral service for the late actor. According to the Associated Press, Robert Jeffs said that the different stroke star in 2005, that will says that there'll be no funeral service. The attorney was chosen by a Utah judge as a special administrator of the actor's estate after a dispute between Gary's ex-wife, Shannon Price, and the ex-girlfriend, Anna Gray. Despite media reports, family sources say that Michael Jackson's younger brother, Randy, didn't have a heart attack.
Okay.
Randy was eating in Pasadena
Eating.
Slow down.
Uh-huh.
The food's not going anywhere, baby.
You can't just gulp it.
Okay.
Down. You gotta chew it.
Use a fork.
Yeah. Yeah. Slow down is a good word.